Hi there. The word for you today is on how to avoid shipwreck. In Acts 27, verse 13, we read, "A gentle south wind began to blow." Now, we've been drawing spiritual lessons from Paul's voyage to Rome that ended in shipwreck. And here's a principle that you need to keep in mind. You can't afford to be guided by circumstances alone. Listen to what the Bible says. "When a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted. So they sailed along the shore of Crete. But before very long, a wind of hurricane force swept down from the island. The ship was caught in the storm." Listen, it's foolish to ignore what God says, even when your circumstances seem to contradict it. Things can look good to you right now, yet you could be sailing straight into a storm. You say, "Well, the decision must be okay because I feel so good about it." Do you remember the words of the old hit song by Debbie Boone, "You Light Up My Life"? One of the lines goes like this: "It can't be wrong when it feels so right." Feelings can lie. And if God says wait in the harbor, you'd better do it, because the devil can arrange undesirable circumstances if you put out to sea. Notice the words: "When a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted." When it comes to the important decisions in your life, don't go by emotions. Don't go by untested advice. Go by the scripture. Let me give you a few scriptures from the book of Psalms. Psalm 5, verse 8, "Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me." Psalm 25, verse 5, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Psalm 27, verse 11, "Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path." And finally, Psalm 143, verse 10, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." When you pray that way, God will guide you in the right direction. Okay? That's the word for you today.